What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Day Podcast, episode number 77. I hope that no matter where you are right now, no matter what you're doing, no matter what time of the day it is, that you're grateful. I hope you're grateful for the things that you have in your life, the things that you might not have in your life. I hope that you're grateful that you're just above ground, right? Because any day above ground is a good day. And I think if you start your life off, you start your mindset off, you start your day off with, hey, you know what? I'm above ground today. That's a good day, right? Because there's a lot of people that didn't make it to this day. There's a lot of people that aren't here right now. They wish they had another day. And all the things that we could sit around and complain about and bitch about and cry about, right, are all things that in reality, there's a lot of people that are no longer around that wish they had the opportunity to complain about. And so what I encourage you to do this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, is to just take a moment, maybe pause the podcast and just thank God that you have another day. I believe if you wake up every day with that mindset, good things will begin to happen in your life. See, when you have an attitude of gratitude, it changes your inner chemistry. It changes who you are. It changes what you attract in your life. It changes your mindset to a positive mindset, maybe hope and belief. And that type of mindset attracts good things. It attracts mostly people into your life. More people want to be around you. See, people don't want to be around negative people. They want to be around positive people that make them feel better. And those positive people that make them feel better are people that are grateful. And so I encourage you to take a moment, if you haven't done it already today, to just say thank you. Just say, you know what, God, thank you for, you know, the things you've given me. Thank you for this life, and thank you for just another day. I'm so appreciative to have another day, another opportunity to pursue the goals and dreams I have in my life, to another day to spend with the people that I work with every single day, or the people that I live with, or the people, my family, my friends, my girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. I'm grateful I get another day, you know. And so I hope that you're grateful this morning. Look, let's get in today's podcast, episode number 77, and I've titled it, You Must Be Delusional. See, the truth is that to achieve something you've never done before, which I hope that if you're listening to this podcast, either want to or you have an idea of what this is, of something that you want to do that you've never done before. See, in order to achieve something you've never done before, you must be delusional. And the reason why you must be delusional is based on the definition of what delusional is. I looked it up. It's characterized by or holding false beliefs or judgments about external realities that are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary. It's delusional is characterized by or holding false beliefs or judgments about external realities that are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary. See, to have a great career and become somebody you want to become, or somebody that you aren't right now, you must be delusional to some extent. See, if all you do is look at your present circumstances, your current skill set, your current bank account, and base your future off of the evidence in your current life, you will never achieve the things you want or get the career that you want. What you have to do is you have to look at your present right now. Look at what you have right now, the skill set you have right now, the bank account you have right now, the life that you have right now. You have to look at that and say, despite this, what I have right now, despite my present, I am going to have a belief about myself and what's possible that is false according to this present, right? It's false. Just like we talked about in the definition, right? Just like I read in the definition. False beliefs, right? That are based on incontrovertible evidence to the contrary, that are held to these beliefs about external realities, right? That are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary. See, you have to have a false belief about yourself because this belief that you have about this future and yourself it's contrary to the evidence in your life currently. It's like, yo, I want to be rich, but it's like, we got no money. So the evidence is that that's contrary, right? This false reality, right, is contrary. You got to believe that you are rich or you are wealthy before you even become wealthy. You have to believe not only that you can do it, that you are that before you can actually become it. You got to believe that you're the greatest basketball player of all time before you can become the greatest basketball player of all time. You have to believe that that's even possible for you. You have to believe that you can run a million-dollar business before you even run the million-dollar business. You have to believe in this future that doesn't exist in the present, despite all the evidence that says that you can't do it. If you base your entire future off the evidence in your current life, you will never achieve the things that you want. To create an external reality, see, let me rewind a little bit. You have to look at your present and say, despite this present moment, the things in my life currently, I'm going to have a belief about myself that is false according to that present. Create an external reality despite the evidence in my current life and go out and create the future that I want. One of the greatest sports stories of all time is a living, breathing example of being delusional. And we wouldn't, if you don't know this story, you should learn it. You should go watch the movie Rudy. It's the greatest example, I believe, and you know, there's plenty of examples. Miracle, the movie Miracle about the, you know, U.S. hockey team that with a bunch of college players went out and beat, you know, the Russians or the Soviets, rather. They had a delusional belief. I mean, all of their past had, and the present said, there's no way they could achieve this, right? They had that this delusional belief that they could, right? That they were world champions, they were Olympic gold medalists, that they were good enough to beat the greatest hockey team ever that had won I don't know how many Olympic gold medals in a row. So back to the story of Rudy. So he had a below average student in high school. A below average student. Not very good. A D and C student. That was 5'6" tall and 165 pounds. He had this dream of playing football at Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, which is one of the top academic institutions in the country, with one of the top football programs in the country at the time as well. So he's 5'6", 165 pounds. He's a below average student in high school. He had this dream of playing football at Notre Dame. And everyone in his life said, look, there's no way you could play football for Notre Dame. B, there's no way you can even be a student there. This is a delusional dream of yours that there's no way in hell could it become a possible reality for you. And despite all of this, right? Despite the fact that when he went to school, he was 23 years old. You know, the average person goes to college when they're 17, 18, 19 years old. He was 23 years old when he went and actually chose, he was 5 years out of high school before he chose to even actually go and pursue this dream. So not only that, he hasn't been in school for 5 years. He hasn't played football for 5 years. Everyone in his life is telling him, there's no way you can do this. Because in reality, there is no way. I mean, the guy's 5'6", 165 pounds. He's a C and D student. I mean, I think any average person would be like, oh, that's delusional. But he had this delusional idea that he could do it. And what he did was, you know, he committed all in. He gave up a great job. He gave up a relationship. And at age 23, he decided to fully commit to his childhood dream. And the thing is, it's because of this delusion that he had, this delusional idea that he could make this happen. It was because of this, right, that he was able to actually achieve that dream. See, it's because of the delusional ideas that you have about what you can achieve in your life. It's because of those that you will actually be able to achieve them. See, there's this quote, and I forget the person that said it. But it says that it's something along the lines of, whatever is resisting the way is the way. It's right. The delusional idea that you have that's holding you back because you believe it is delusional is actually the way. Because it's delusional, this idea that you have, it becomes the actual way that you can achieve your dreams and your goals. See, Rudy put everything on the line. He put everything on the line. And he went out and he proved everyone wrong. He played 2 years. He got into Notre Dame after 2 years of community college. He walked on for the University of Notre Dame, was on their practice squad, ended up dressing for his last game of his career, and sacked a quarterback on the last play of the game. And despite everyone telling him in his life, despite this delusional idea that he had, he was able to achieve it. And because of that, there's a movie made about him that's one of the most famous sports movies of all time. He's gone around and done motivational speaking all over the world and inspired millions of people, millions of kids, including myself, to go and chase their dreams. See, when I started the department that I now run at Vive Health, I had never built a team before. I had never built a company like this before. I had never done anything like this before. And at the time, I had less than $5,000 to my name. Not a lot of people know that, because I didn't act like I had $5,000 to my name. I didn't act like I didn't really have that much success. I really acted like I could do this. I acted like, no, I can make this happen. I can do this. I can build this. I can build this team. It was a delusional idea. I had never done it before. I had never done anything like it before. I had little to no real true business success in my life. I had some success in sales, right? I had done some things that, and I proved some people wrong, and I had had some success at college soccer and things like that, but like I had never done this before. And I acted like to everyone in my life that I could do it, right? I had this delusional idea, and it was because of that delusional, you know, idea that I had, that I could build a seven-figure business, I could build a seven-figure sales department from scratch, which was my goal at the beginning. It was because of that that I actually was able to achieve it. My goal at first, when I first started that department, was I wanted to build a seven-figure business, and I wanted to help people make $100,000 a year. And you have to understand, I had never built a seven-figure business. I had never helped anyone make $100,000 a year. And I had never made $100,000 a year myself. So when you look at the evidence in my life, that was a delusional idea. But it was because of that delusional idea that somehow I was able to achieve that. See, we did over seven figures in our first year in business. And within 2 years, we did over eight figures in business. And I've helped multiple people make six figures in their career, in their life, from nothing. I helped people go from being electricians to six-figure income earners, from flip-flop shop managers to six-figure income earners, from straight out of college to six-figure income earners. I helped build an eight-figure department in 2 years because I had this delusional idea that I was 26, 27 at the time, that just because I had this belief in myself, this belief that I could do it, this belief that despite the evidence in my life, despite the fact that I had never done it, despite the fact that I had no money, despite the fact that all I had was belief, despite the fact that I really didn't have the skill set for management, didn't really have the skill, although I had tendencies for leadership and management, I didn't have the skill set for it. I had never taught anybody how to sell. I had never taught anybody or trained anybody or done anything to get somebody else to sell. I'd only ever done it myself. And so here I was going and trying to achieve this. And so if you want to, let's say you want to become the vice president of marketing or the vice president of sales or a CEO of a company, if all you do is look at the present in your life, you look at the evidence in your life, you're going to have to come up with a delusional belief that you can get to that level, that you can achieve that thing. You want to start a real estate business. I am starting a real estate business. It's a deal. I've never done it before. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm stressed all the time. But I have this delusional belief that I can build a 7- and 8-figure net worth from real estate. Now, here's the thing. When you start doing things that you've never done before, and the problem is that most people, they don't chase dreams in their life. They didn't chase dreams as a kid. Most kids and young people don't chase dreams. And so the problem with that is because they don't chase dreams and goals and go after big things in their life, things that don't make sense, things that are delusional because their parents, and thank God I don't have parents like this, and didn't have parents like this. Thank God I had parents that allowed me to dream, parents that pushed me to dream, parents that encouraged me to dream, parents that said, you know what, go after it, go for it, you can do it, dreams actually do come true. And they pushed that, and they not only said that, but they allowed me to live out what that actually looked like. And even though a lot of my dreams as a kid didn't come to pass, what it taught me was to go after things. And so many young people nowadays are just, their parents don't teach them to dream. Their parents, they teach them, they say, you know, they teach them reality. Too much. Well, F reality. Screw reality. Yeah, you need to accept your reality as it is right now, because the only way that you can actually progress in your life and move forward in your life is if you accept where you're at. But you have to create a delusional reality that doesn't exist right now if you want to create the future and the life that you want. So you want to get a promotion. You want to get to the next level. You want to get to a place that you've never done. You want to build a company. You want to do whatever it is. You got to be delusional. Maybe you're so unfit right now. And you have this belief that one day you could run a marathon. One day you could run a marathon. You're 40, 50, 60, 100 pounds overweight. Most people in your life will say, I don't know. Sounds like a delusional belief. I mean, look at you. You're 100 pounds overweight. You're 50 pounds overweight. You haven't ran a mile in years. And you think you're going to go out and run a marathon? You think you're going to go out and do this, that, or the other? Right? That's a delusional idea, because your life shows that you don't have those habits. You don't have those things right now. And you've got to have this delusional belief in yourself that you can do it. And the thing that most people miss is not only just the dream. It's not only just the delusional idea, right? Is that you have to back that delusional idea with all-out commitment and an obsessiveness to achieve it. See, when I went out to build a seven-figure department and I wanted to do it in a year, I was writing down every single day, I run a seven-figure department. I run a seven-figure department. When I wanted to build an eight-figure department, I would look at myself in the mirror. I would look at myself and I say, Sam, you run an eight-figure sales department. You help people make $100,000 a year. I would repeat that to myself. And then I would go to work every single day, 6-7 days a week. I would max out. I would go into work. I would stay late. I would put the work in. I traveled all over the country. People don't understand the things that I did in a 2-3 year period of time to get where I'm at. People don't understand the sacrifice that I made, the sacrifices I made to get where I'm at. See, I'm protective of the things that I've done in my life and the things that I've built because I know the sacrifice that I went through. I know what it's like to be in a hotel as much as I've been in a hotel. I know what it's like to have a dream apartment that I wanted for so long and not really be there that often because I'm out traveling, visiting customers all over the country. I mean, there was one year that I went to 30, 40, 50 cities. I have no idea how many, but I was gone two weeks a month to a different place on top of managing a team that I had never built, and I really truly had no idea what I was doing. Almost every Saturday morning, I would be going into the office. I would be spending time in the afternoons on Saturday watching management training. It's like you have to back this delusional idea with an all-out commitment towards what you want. You have to say, I'm going to do this. I am this. You know, I'm the CEO of a company. I run a $10 million business. I run a $100 million business. I'm a marathon runner. Whatever your goals are, you have to own it in the present when even it doesn't exist right now. You have to create the future by owning the future in the present. You have to have a delusional, you must be delusional. You have to have a delusional idea because it's this future that you want to create, it can't be based on your present because your present, if all you do is look at that, it's all it's going to be in your life. See, if all you have is a dream of a future, but you that doesn't exist, you can't just have a dream of the future that doesn't exist in the present. You must back that idea or dream up with real action. Or else you are actually delusional. Hear what I said there. You can't just have this dream of a future that doesn't exist in the present. You must back that idea or dream up with real action and an obsessiveness to achieve it. Or else you are actually delusional. You want to prove all the people in your life right that you're delusional? Don't back your idea, your dream, your goal with action and an obsessiveness to achieve it. Don't back it up with that. Prove them that you are delusional. Or what you can do is prove to them that you're not delusional. Or what you could do is say, you know what? Yeah, you might believe I am delusional. And you know what? You're right, I am delusional. But what I'm going to prove to you right now is that the reality and the future that I want to create, okay, is going to come to pass. It is going to happen. See, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is, the faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things unseen. See, most people, they just can't see. They can't believe in something they can't see physically, right in front of them. If you don't have a lot of money, they can't see you having a lot of money. If you're overweight, they can't see you running a marathon. If you've never built a seven-figure, an eight-figure, a nine-figure company or business, they can't see it. See, but faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's actually the thing. It's physical, right? It's the evidence of things unseen. See, when you have faith, that's the evidence of the things that you can't see. When you have faith that something's going to happen, that you're going to achieve this thing in your life, that's the evidence. That's the evidence that it's actually going to happen. See, but most people don't have faith. They can't believe in something they can't see. That's why a lot of people don't believe in God or bigger powers, because they can't see it. Right? But it wouldn't be faith if you could see it. It wouldn't be the same. See, you wouldn't. The thing that you achieve, it wouldn't be the same if it was already there. If you didn't have to do anything for it. If you didn't have to believe for it. If you didn't have to sacrifice for it. If you didn't have to go after it. Right? So I'm so protective, and it means so much to me what I've achieved over the last 2 to 3 years, 4 years. It means so much to me because I know what I went through to achieve it. That's why it means something. If it was just given to me, if it just didn't require any faith, if it didn't require, you know, breaking down on an airplane and having a panic attack on an airplane, if it didn't require me giving up a lot of Saturdays or Saturday mornings or some evenings, if it didn't require me to travel all over the country, it didn't require day in and day out of constant energy and effort, if it didn't require that, then it wouldn't have meant anything to me. See, when I was inducted into my high school Hall of Fame, it meant something to me. It meant so much to me because I knew what I sacrificed. Then I knew the things that I had done. I know that I said, I want to be the first player to ever be up on that, the first soccer player to ever be up on my high school wall. That doesn't exist right now. I'm going to have faith that I can achieve that. And I know that the things that I went through to achieve that thing, I wouldn't have achieved that if I hadn't gone back and finished my last year of college soccer. I wouldn't have achieved that. And I know that because people had told me that this was a big reason why we inducted you into this, is because you went back and you finished your college career and you had a great senior year and you actually did it. And I know what I had to sacrifice. I know the things I went through during that time. See, I know it. I lived it. And so it means so much to me. See, that's why you gotta have faith. That's why it's not just given to you. That's why it's not just right there. Because if you can believe in something you can't see, if you can be delusional, and then you can go through the work and go through it and push through it when things aren't working and things don't make sense, and you're just like, I don't know if it's working. I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm unsure. All of this stuff, but you can continue to push through. And then when you finally get to it happening in your life, all of a sudden you're going to realize that, holy cow, I'm so glad I went through all that, because now it means so much to me. See, faith is the evidence. Faith is the requirement. It's the evidence. When someone's walking on faith, that's the evidence of the things that they can't see, that you can't physically see with your eyes. And I hope that you're catching on to this right now. You got to have a delusional idea of a dream and a goal and a future. See, Rudy Rudiger, he had faith. He had faith. He had faith in something he couldn't see. He had faith in a reality that didn't exist. And that was his evidence. You don't need anything else but faith. You truly do not need anything else but faith and belief. If you have faith and belief, everything can happen in your life. If you have faith and belief backed by action and an obsessiveness to achieve it, you can have anything you want in your life. And you say, oh, you shouldn't be obsessive. Jesus was obsessed. I mean, I think a lot of people miss that in the Bible. I mean, I think a lot of people look at, like, this is a tangent, and you may not believe in the Bible, but you got to understand, Jesus is the most famous person to ever live. He changed the world. So whether you are a Christian or not, you got to respect it, okay? And Jesus was obsessed. You have to understand that. He was obsessed with his belief and his mission. He was so obsessed, he went, the thing that he literally, the man was so obsessed that he literally died on a cross for his belief. And it was because of that Christianity became what it is today. So, like, a lot of people, side tangent, but a lot of people look at the Bible and they just look at the words in the Bible, but they don't look at the life of Jesus. They don't look at who he was and what he actually did. I mean, he had this delusional belief about what it really means to be a Christian, what it really means to be a believer. He had this delusional belief. Nobody believed it. Nobody in his life. Nobody. He was persecuted for it. He was literally murdered on a cross. I mean, for it. And it's like, you got to have, so look at that. If you're a Christian, like, you should look at that and say, what am I saying? I shouldn't be obsessed. You want to be like Jesus? You got to be obsessed, like, with your purpose. What's your purpose? Why are you here? What's your purpose? What are you doing here? Are you just existing? Like, really, are you just existing, reading the Bible and, like, going to church on Sunday? And all those things are good, probably things I should do, but, like, I just see a lot of that. I see a lot of that in the world. A lot of people that just do go through the motions. Well, they don't sit to think about, well, what am I actually doing here? You know, it's good to be a good person like Jesus was. It's good to be, I don't know why I'm getting on this topic, but it's good to be, you know, that's good. It's good to be kind. It's good to be loving. It's good to be forgiving. It's good to have grace for people. So all of those things are good. That's like Jesus. But don't miss the fact that Jesus was obsessed. He had a mission. He was on a mission. He had a dream. He had a goal. He was something he was trying to achieve. Like, don't miss that. You know, because if you miss that, I think you'll miss a lot of the point of what your life is. And life isn't all about your dreams and goals. But if you think about, yeah, Jesus' dream and his goal was to save the world. But if he hadn't done the things he had done, and became the person that he became, no one would believe in him. So a lot of his life was about becoming the person that he became, which is you know, the big reason why so many people follow him today. And it's like, we miss these things in our life. We miss them. And I think it's so important to be delusional. If you just look at the world, you just look at the reality and your present circumstances, you're never going to get where you want to go. You'll never get there. We've said, you know what? I'm going to be delusional. I want to believe that something, I want to believe in something I can't physically see right now. I'm going to have faith for it because that's the evidence. And I'm going to go and put the work behind it. And I'm going to be obsessed about achieving it. And I bet you that if you do that, you'll run the marathon. You'll build the company. You'll get the things that you want. You'll get the dreams that you want. You'll become the person you were put here to become. I believe it. Happy Opportunity Day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Look, if you found this podcast, if you found it valuable, if you were inspired by it, if you learned something, I just ask that you share it with a friend. I ask you to share it with somebody in your life that's trying to improve, trying to grow. I ask you to share it. That's the only thing I ask out of this. I put a lot of time into thinking about what to talk about, thinking about writing out what I'm going to talk about, and then actually doing it. And so I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend that you think would be helpful for. And remember that yesterday is gone, tomorrow doesn't exist, and today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past. Then spend 1% on the future because you need to have a dream and goal that you're looking to achieve. But then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus in the present moment because life is experienced in the present. And if you don't, you got to create this delusional future. You got to look at the future and say, I'm going to create this delusional future. But then I got to go back to the present and go, okay, what do I got to do today to assure that becomes a reality? And that's why I think one of the best things you can do is when you wake up in the morning is write down your goals. Spend 10 minutes, 5 minutes, write down the things that you want, and then go spend the rest of your day doing the things that you believe will help you get there. Happy Opportunity, everybody. God bless.